Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and by popular demand, I am delighted again to be able to speak to Exec Chairman Tony Gott of Saietta, a leading e-drive developer for electric vehicles. So welcome, Tony.
Hi, Paul. Hi again. Good to see
you. Well, lots been happening since we last spoke in May, not least, actually, Tuesday's reformulated partnership with Comment out in the US for who's a manufacturer of heavy-duty components for trucks out there. But before we sort of dig into the details, I don't suppose we could bring it back about another week when you came out with a major or third major platform win for Saietta V&A out in India with one of the country's largest OEMs in the light-duty vehicle market. So maybe you could put a bit of color on that particular contract and what that means for the company.
Okay, well, it was fantastic news for us, really, because it's just a huge endorsement of our engineering skill sets and our in-region production supply chain capabilities. And although we still can't actually name the OEM, because the launch of their vehicles is their prerogative, and it's important that they get that right. For us in Saietta Group and Saietta V&A, this is a tremendous piece of news, because it really validates everything we're doing. We're going up in volume from the last announcements, just 80,000, a significant amount, but that's minimum over 5 years, to another 60,000 on top of that, a total of 140,000 units minimum now. And when you think about it, in our new factory, the facility that's now being finalized in Gurugram, it's a suburb of Delhi. By the way, it's the Indian home of Google, Meta, Hyundai, JLR.
Okay.
And Saietta. We're in the right
hub.
No, it's a great place there, but That factory, we now know, will be running at 20 to 50,000 units a year on a single shift. That's a motor or an e-drive system coming off the line every 5 minutes. That's already in our plans moving forward, and the facility has much more capability than that. So it's just a great endorsement of everything we're doing in technology and production technology, our preparations in the supply chain, etc. It means we're doing something really good. They recognize it. They want more of it. So we're very pleased.
And what's the sort of the vehicle range now? Because obviously it's the third platform win in this sort of light duty vehicle market, which in India is obviously the world's largest sort of like, two, three wheeler market anyway. But what sort of like vehicles are we now covering, platforms?
Well, it's 3 and 4 wheel, light commercial vehicles. Anyone that's been to India knows the proliferation of these things on the road. That means to us that we're able to expand the use of our technology across their product line, but in India, and demonstrate that. This third platform utilizes our RFT motor-based e-drive systems, radial flux technology. You remember the leading products for axial flux the first time that high technology had been brought to mass market. Well, now we're demonstrating our capabilities in optimized RFT e-drive systems. And that opens up the market in India even wider. The AFT motor is quite specialized. It has performance characteristics which are absolutely amazing.
What would be the AFT? What would be used for? Is it sort of like the higher powered, sort of like better performance local van delivery?
Yeah, it's the relatively heavy end of the light duty market. So those markets which are loaded up to a ton or 2 tons even, and need to go up hills and have long range, etc. They all utilize the advantages of axial flux.
So that will be sort of the whole state, that will use for the whole state of sort of like, you know, Delhi or the surrounding areas, or even sort of intercity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any urban environment in India. And obviously we're assembling a manufacturing base, which provides low cost solutions for our products, which is capable of export outside of India. So this strategy of working with the major OEMs, we think is a perfect strategy to exploit the general growth in light duty electrification across the world. We've always said it goes east to west, and you can see it happening now. We have contracts in the West, but it's booming in India. But have a supply base and a supply chain capable of running at high volume, producing high quality at low cost, gives us a tremendous advantage for further growth.
And this RFT solution for that platform, that's more for the sort of like maybe, I don't know, taxis or tuk-tuks or things like that, rather than your sort of like your bigger one-ton sort of vans.
Yeah, they're more personal transport.
Right, okay.
Use. But the RFT technology is the same technology that we would use in two-wheel transport as well.
Oh, I see. So
bikes and scooters, it's the same technology. So you can see we're now breaking into an even bigger, wider market.
And I know you can't talk any sort of confidentiality, but this large OEM, who obviously the India is large, does it also do two-wheel? Does it do scooters and motorbikes? Are you allowed to tell us, or you've got to shoot me?
No,
they may be doing it.
I would have to shoot you, but no, it's very exciting, Paul. And then India is a very well connected country, and people are over there are quite aware of what we're doing.
Okay,
and who with? So we are getting lots and lots of incoming requests from other significant companies, one of which in particular really excites us. It moves us into more of a two-wheeled segment, but obviously the demonstration of our RFT capabilities helping that. And we're now in a process of joint design development on a number of exciting programs over there. So It's really nice to see the plan actually now coming into fruition, with all the pieces coming into place. So hopefully it won't be too long before we can name the names and we can name the products.
Yeah.
And be a bit more open about the success we're having out there. Yeah. But it's not in our gift to say at the moment.
Okay. Okay, and just gives you a bit of color on how that pipeline is developing, because obviously now that you're on this sort of like, you know, the platforms with this major OEM, as you mentioned, it's a great endorsement. you just talk about sort of those, the types of inbound? You're putting Saeta, sort of like a leading developer, innovator in this area, on the world stage in terms of eDrive for light duty vehicles.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. The inbound we're getting in India is significant. I've mentioned before we have, I think, 13 live interactions now going on with all sorts of companies, probably all of the major companies in India now. And one or two of them are an advancing stage. Have to bear in mind, we're still a young company. You know, we have bandwidth. There's only so much we can do and secure professionally what we're trying to do. And we're very conscious of that. And actually, that's one of the reasons for the combat decisions we'll come on to in a minute. But I think everybody understands that we're setting about this in the right way. It's quite rare, you know, for a startup to go from total obscurity to being a first-tier supplier of a major component set for a global OEM in one jump.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah, right. I haven't heard it many times, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, Tesla's slightly different because it's a sort of like an OEM, but that's still taken, 20 years for Elon Musk to bring it to fruition.
Yeah, so it's a pretty rare thing, but it's because we know what we're doing. I think that's not being glib, but you know, we do have a lot of experience in vehicle development and vehicle launches, and the technology that we have is very, very good. So the way we're going about it in terms of modular design means we can get a new client to production launch fast.
How does that can you just talk through that? Because that is a major USP, isn't it, for Saeta versus the competition? How does that really help your clients with that modular sort of design?
Yeah, it means that we can choose from the range of componentry and motor systems that we've now got, RFT, various sizes, AFT, various sizes, various voltages. Infinite variety on the controller that we control, and also the gearbox, where we have a variety of ratios available there. So we can tailor an eDrive system to be optimal for any solution very, very quickly without excessive further investment in R&D or new tooling or whatever. Our plant in Delhi is set up to cater for both RFT and AFT motor production. And it will be a very flexible production facility. So that gives us one.
So that speed to market, basically, for the client and customization.
Yeah, absolutely. And bear in mind the way we've set about setting up our supply chain in India as well. All of our supply chain are very large Indian companies, very used to supplying at high volume, high quality to OEM customers. So we've not tried to cope with small suppliers and make one or two motors. No, this whole business is set up for high volume, high quality supply to the OEMs. And we're just really very thrilled to have these supply chain partners on board. They're huge companies. I mean, it's another endorsement, really, of what we're trying to do here. So, yeah, it's the modular stuff means we can get there faster, and it has USPs that the client will enjoy.
And ultimately, how big could this get to? I mean, obviously, Canaccord, the house broker, has got sort of, I think, 6 million of turnover for this year or for last year, and then has got sort of, it's got 12 the following year, and I think about 30, 35 or something like that for year three. But I mean, you know, presumably that's, you know, it's relative assumptions on conversion. But this could be, I mean, India itself is what, I don't know, 30, 40 million unit type sort of like market anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the advantages we have, we're now an indigenous manufacturer in India, which is important.
Yeah.
We're a supplier of the whole eDrive system, which is important. Our capabilities are in modular design and bring speed to market. So we're pretty much amongst the first movers in this massive market. Competition will come, clearly. You know, you're never going to own the whole market.
And that's good for the development, isn't it? I mean, it's good. Yeah. One, it's good for the world because it speeds up the electrification. But frankly, it lifts the bar, isn't it, on all of it? Because you have competition, it means it better product, better pricing, more flexibility, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So the market's way big enough for lots of competitors in there. But the overall longer term prospectus for the business is very large, very much expanding, both in India, then Southeast Asia, exporting out of India back into Europe, etc. Then, that's the main thrust of the company, is in the electrification of light duty vehicles for urban communities around the world. It goes back to our mission to help clean up the air in the world's major cities. That's what we're doing. But it's not all that. I mean, it's interesting. We have all sorts of opportunities coming in to us. We have an off-road high-performance vehicle manufacturer in the US now ordered motors from us. We have...
Things like tractors and construction equipment and stuff.
Well, they are all-terrain vehicles, you know, those racing vehicles.
That's a bit of fun.
Yeah, and we've got snowmobiles in Scandinavia. They're ordering them. It's quite a bit of different stuff. But what we're conscious of is all of those products are merely part of the toolbox of the modular design. We're not going off piste, as it were.
Okay. Well, I don't want to go ahead of myself either, in terms of sort of like, you know, what the future can hold. But in terms of the sort of the delivery, the supply chain, how are we sort of positioned in terms of delivering the first units of the, I think it's a platform one or platform two, in I think it's Q4 has been it sort of indicated.
Yeah, I mean, the factory is now getting close to finalized. It will be in a few weeks. Complete. We'll obviously take some pictures and cut a ribbon and show everybody the facility, because we're very proud of it. It's in a great part of Gurugram, Delhi, with supplier partners and other customers surrounding us. So that's good. The supply chain are all in place. They're all ready on the start line now, ready for us to fire the gun. All this normal series of prototype and pre-production phases have gone through. Vehicles are running around at the customer now with thumbs up. Everyone's happy. So, we think everything is in place. Now, what will happen over the next few months is the first purchase orders for production will land with us. They'll be in two parts, normal OEM methodology. We'll get an initial order for a quite low volume, a few hundred maybe components, but that will be against a backdrop of the forecast for next year. Mm. And that is normal. So we get underway and then we have to gear up to supply at a rate that the customer wants. And the contract is run so that, again, in a normal way, we have a three-month window of what they require. And each month there's a fixed time to deliver each assembly just in time. That's the way modern automotive works. So looking forward to that, and I think it'll be in the quite near future. Those purchase orders, formal purchase orders, will land.
And how's that relationship with Padmini going out in India for that joint venture? It sounds everything's really sort of that marriage is working very well.
Yeah, it is. I think the trust and collaboration that works both with Padmini and ourselves in the joint venture, but also with the client, is remarkable, really. I mean, I think there's a cultural thing in India where they can see that opportunity, and it's really the right thing to do in their culture, you know, to changing away from diesel motors into electric motors, and the volume and the opportunity. It really galvanizes everybody into being a superbly high performing team. So the way the collaborative approach is happening between Padmini and ourselves, they're bringing the production expertise, supply expertise, and quality management as well over there, and us supplying the technology and the vehicle engineering. And the way those two teams work with the production experts from Sunderland as well, with the client, the client's engineering teams, it's very exciting, actually. It's a very vibrant 24/7 team. You know, it's going really well. Everybody understands each other's skill sets, is very respectful, and all against the same mission. So all of the program reporting is a singular entity. Everybody reports the same things. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a nice cultural fit actually between just the British sort of and the Indians, not only on history, but also if you look at sort of like, you know, Unilever with Hindustan Lever, look how successful that's been. So yeah, that's it's always good to be able to get that sort of a cultural fit. Now, just turning out into the States, can you just talk us through that sort of reformulated partnership with CONMET in terms of obviously that's in the heavy duty sort of like e-truck market?
Yeah, sure. I probably remember back in, I think it's November 21, we acquired e-traction in the Netherlands. That brought into the company a lot of expertise in high voltage controller systems, but also high power electric motors for commercial vehicles, buses and trucks. And that IP is very valuable. But we wanted to leverage it in a way which didn't create too much distraction from the management team. And so a year later, November 22, we signed the agreement with CONMET to do a joint commercial development agreement, which utilized that IP, but built upon it to produce two products, in-wheel generator and in-wheel motor. Now, that program has gone very well. The teams, again, working very well together. However, the time scale to market was moving to the right because of interactions with the customers themselves, and for the right reason. But of course, for us, that means more cash.
What a shame.
Program. Yeah. Frankly, the opportunities that we have in front of us in light duty are bigger, nearer, have more potential and more certain. And we want to get this business into positive EBITDA land as soon as we are able to. And so it was an obvious thing. We set up the contract with CONMET to be flexible in the contributions from each side. And now I'm really pleased we've managed to adjust this so that they take over that program. We have no further financial burden with that. They pay us for some work already done and some physical assets, but we have the IP royalty that sits behind the original purchase. And that will cap out in time when the products come to market at 20 million euros. For something we bought for 1.7 million euros 2 years ago. And there is some sunk cost between the two, but probably adding up to 7 or 8 million. But remember, the IP that sat with the original purchase now sits with us in Silverstone, and we're already in discussion with another manufacturer to produce a heavy-duty truck motor. But it won't be anything like an in-wheel generator or in-wheel motor. That's Comet's area, and that's fair enough. And they'll do a great job, I'm sure.
No, I think you're right. I mean, looking at the near-term sort of electrification infrastructure for sort of like, you know, electric vehicles for your passenger cars is obviously well built out on in Europe and elsewhere in the world. But your serious truck type of long-distance heavy haulage, that's still to be that capability and that infrastructure is still to be put into place, isn't it? So yeah, I think the timelines are different.
It's a longer play and it's a more expensive play, and at our stage of evolution of the business, that it's probably not the right avenue to follow. Comet have the capability to do it, say our chances of success at scale is much more immediate in our focus now. So
Well, I think in the RNS as well, you mentioned the sort of like was it the back end of 2024 you were hoping to be EBITDA positive, is that correct? Is just to clarify, Guy?
No, it's the front end.
Oh, is it front? Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be even better.
It is. We want to get this business self-determining, moving forward. The opportunities are enormous out there. But if we can line all of the assets of the business in a row and say, look, major market, almost first mover, tremendous traction, contracts are growing, EBITDA positive, then we've set the company up for real success downstream. And I think you've always recognized the potential that sits behind it. Then all we have to do now is deliver.
And
there it is. It's not the easiest bit, but it's all set up now. And over the coming small period of time, you'll see these purchase orders flow. I'd be amazed if there weren't other OEMs as part of RNSs sometime in our future. So we think we're doing the right thing. We're on the right path. All of the dials on the program dashboard are green. So it's heading in the right direction. So
that's great news. Well, I'm going to ask you one sort of final cheeky question, because I've just come back from a very wet holiday in the Lake District, and on those lakes, there wasn't one single e-motor powering the outboards on these boats at all, across any of sort of like, you know, Windermere or Derwentwater or anything like that. When are they going to be able to sort of get an e-drive or sort of e-motor? I know you've sort of positioned it for next year or so like that.
Yeah. I think legislation in other countries is ahead of the UK. It's sort of a blind spot. You know, marine there's a lot of activity, but it's very fragmented there. Now, with our marine division Propel, we're looking for major partners to industrialize and commercialize those products. They're brilliant products. They've got design awards, but again, it's a management bandwidth thing.
Yeah, okay.
So much to do in our prime market that I think it's sensible, and the board thinks it's sensible that we look for partners to be able to realize the full value of what we've now created there. Yeah. Rather than try and do it all ourselves.
No. Yeah, I think if you could manage to strike a licensing deal where you let somebody else manufacture it and execute it, and you give them the IP, then, or not give them, but you license it out, then that would go down. That would go down a treat. Certainly, I'd get my outboard motor for next year anyway. That way, just to sort of like close it up. In terms of news flow, we've got when are the audited results are coming out? Sometime next month. Is that correct?
That's right, in September, same as last year. It's quite a treat. I always get asked, you know, why does it take so long from the end of the year? But it's auditors. I mean, it's a complex company.
Yeah.
lots and lots of stuff to make sure everything's correct. But that's, there's nothing new in that for us. It's come out as we will normally do it in September.
Well, okay. Well, looking forward then in touching base in about a month's time. And there's lots of exciting things happening, on the surface and underneath as well. So you've really whet my appetite. And thanks for your time, Tony.
No problem, Paul. So, see you soon. Yeah, bye for now. Yeah.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.